Hi, I'm Paul Serwin, the Entrepreneur All-Star Business Coach from Leverage Success, and I'd like to thank you for downloading our podcast. Remember, for great advice on how to expand your business, visit improvingbusinessresults.com. And make sure you sign up for our free newsletter, which will include an audio CD where I'll give you free and instant access to great advice on how to make more money in your business while working a lot less. That's improvingbusinessresults.com. And once again, I thank you, and I hope you enjoy today's show. I'm Paul Serwin, the Entrepreneur All-Star Business Coach, and I'm very excited to welcome you to today's show, which is episode 2 of the Improving Business Results podcast. Today's topic is developing your unique selling proposition, which I view as the ultimate marketing tool for your small business. Now, you can get more information about me and my background in business at improvingbusinessresults.com. That's where I share my advice as well as different case studies of successful entrepreneurs and the challenges that face all of us, how we can overcome them and really become entrepreneur all-stars. Now, I'm so excited that you're listening today to this episode, as I'm going to go over a ton of valuable information that you can apply to your small business instantly to boost your profits immediately. And that's because today's big topic, the main point that we're going to go over today, is really something important, yet something that really gets ignored out there in the world of business. Each business out there has its own identity and its own message. And in this week's episode, we're going to really focus on how to attract clients that are craving your products through using your unique selling proposition, or a USP. In its clearest form, what a USP does is it gives all of your potential customers a reason to do business with you. A USP is that distinct and appealing idea that sets you and your business or practice favorably apart from every other generic competitor. The long-term marketing and operational successes that I help business owners achieve are ultimately either helped or hindered by the USP that they decide upon. A unique selling proposition tells your customer why you are the only one that they should be doing business with. Whenever you make an offer, ask for a sale, run an ad, have a salesperson make a proposition to a customer, or any time that you position a product or a service for sale at a specific price, you always need to tell the customer why. Most business owners out there have never really sat down and asked themselves what I consider to be the single most important question in business, and that is, what distinguishes my company from my competitors? The business owners that ignore this or haven't even thought of this, they're usually just trying to be everything to everybody. If you run your business like that, you're really poisoning your efforts. It's really just dumb to be doing something like that. Most business owners out there don't have a USP. Instead, they have, you know, a me too, rudderless, nondescript, unappealing business that feeds solely upon the sheer momentum of the marketplace. There's nothing unique, there's nothing distinct about them. They promise no great value or benefit or service. Just, you know, a tagline of buy from us without giving a customer any kind of justifiable or rational reason. It's no surprise then that most businesses lacking a USP merely tend to just get by if they survive at all. The failure rate is really high. The owners usually are apathetic. They only get a small share of the potential business that they can get without a USP. These are usually the business owners that blame their failures on the economy. You know, anytime I hear somebody explaining that the reason that they can't succeed right now is because of the economy, really makes me want to slap them. All right? It's not the economy. It's the fact that nobody wants to do business with you because you haven't convinced them why they should be giving you their money. You know, but other than a possible convenient location, why should you get much business if you fail to offer any appealing promise or a unique feature or a special service that you offer? I mean, would you want to patronize a firm that's just there, that has no unique benefit, no incredible price or selection, no especially comforting counsel, service, or guarantee? Or would you prefer a firm that offers you the broadest selection in the country? Or one with every item marked up less than half the margin that other competitors are charging? Or one that sells the Rolls Royce of that industry's products? Can you see what an appealing difference the USP makes in establishing a company's perceived image or posture to the customer? It's ludicrous to operate any business without carefully crafting a clear, strong, and appealing USP into the very fabric of the daily existence of your business. Entrepreneur All-Stars understand that the unique selling proposition is how you distinguish the advantage that you present to your customers. This is the biggest element of your entire business concept. Now, a USP, or a unique selling proposition, is not the same as a mission statement or a slogan. All right, to use a slogan as an example, just do it. Even though we clearly know that that's identified with Nike, it doesn't tell you anything about their company. Developing a unique selling proposition is developing the image of your company through the use of words that you will build your entire business around. Once you have this developed, you integrate it into everything your company does. Your ads, your salespeople, your customer service. It's that important. A USP is also a way of summarizing and telegraphing one of the chief benefits, often the chief benefit, of your business, product, or service that you're marketing. A USP can be based upon just about anything. It can be based on your price, the ingredients in your product, your positioning in the marketplace. There's USPs out there that are based on color, size, scent, celebrity endorsements, location, hours of operation. I could go on and on. The formulation of your unique selling proposition genuinely will depend on that specific market niche that you've already carved or that you wish to carve out. Now, in order to craft a solid USP, I've realized and identified that a solid unique selling proposition always includes three key things. Number one, what differentiates you from your competitors. Number two, solid benefits to doing business with you. And number three, a promise. Let me go into each of these in a little bit more detail. Number one, characteristic of a solid USP. What differentiates you from your competitors? Your USP might be that you only sell the highest grade products in the industry. It might be that you sell your products at the lowest markup in the industry. Your USP might be that you provide more information, education, and service than anybody else out there. It might also be that you have everything in stock at all times. There's never any lack of inventory, there's no waiting or no back orders. Your USP might be that you maintain 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service for your customers. Or it might be that you maintain 5 times more service personnel than anyone else in your industry, and that lets you respond to any kind of issues within 3 hours instead of 3 days. So really make sure you tell your customer what differentiates you from your competitors. Now, the number two characteristic of an ultimate USP: solid benefits to doing business with you. This is what I was talking to you about earlier. The question why. Answer the question why. The point is to focus on the one niche, need, or gap that's sorely lacking, provided that you can keep the promise that you make. All right? As marketing genius Dan Kennedy put it, why should I choose your business versus any or every other competitive option available to me? If you can't answer that question, you won't be able to develop your USP. And you're also going to have bigger problems. Typically, it means that you've been getting your customers only because you have the cheapest price, or maybe you have a convenient location, maybe they like your personality, your charisma, or maybe you have the good fortune of being the only provider. And if that's the case, competitors will come once they see what you're doing. Competitors always will come. All of these things leave you very, very vulnerable to new competition. You need a USP to set yourself apart. Benefits can also address how you solve problems that the customer has. Go after things that they don't like. For example, Steve Fox Plumbing in California, they put this very blunt and straightforward headline in most of their advertisements, and it goes like this. Attention homeowners, no other plumber makes you this bold guarantee. My plumber will smell good and show up on time, or I will pay you. That's a solid USP. The benefit there is attacking the frustrations of the marketplace. Once again, I'll repeat that. Attention homeowners, no other plumber makes you this bold guarantee. My plumber will smell good and show up on time, or I will pay you. And that kind of brings me right into my third key characteristic of a solid, unique selling proposition, which is the guarantee. A guarantee is a promise. A guarantee is the greatest piece of collateral that your business can have. It reverses and it eliminates any risk for the customer to doing business with you. It removes any barriers of doing business with you. If you can't guarantee whatever you're selling or providing, then you probably need to stop what you're doing and sell something that provides benefits of necessity to your ideal buyers. And remember this, it's actually counterproductive to adopt a USP if you can't fulfill the promise. If you can't, fulfill the guarantee when the issue arises, or if the issue ever even arises, if you can't fulfill that promise to the customer, it's gonna really hurt your company. It's gonna hurt your name, your image. Nobody's gonna wanna do business with you. So remember, three key things to a solid USP. Number one, being explain to your customer what differentiates you from your competitors. Number two, give the customer solid benefits of doing business with you. And number three, follow up with a guarantee. Reverse the risk for the customer. Now remember, the USP is the nucleus around which you're going to build your success, your fame, and your wealth. So you better be able to state it clearly, state it often. If you can't state your USP, your prospect won't see it. Whenever a customer needs the type of product or service that you sell, your USP should bring your company immediately to mind. Clearly conveying the USP through both your marketing and your business performance will make your business great and will make your success inevitable. And remember, always answer the question why. Why can you sell a product or service at a lower price than your competitor? Is it lower overhead, or do you buy higher volume? Do you buy odd lot inventories? Do you not give all the service? Why is your price so good? On the flip side, I always recommend to my entrepreneur all-stars to price as high as you can. If your price is high, tell the customer or prospect why. Maybe you offer a far superior product than anyone else out there. Is your product made with stronger materials? Is your product designed to last or perform twice as long as the crap that your competitors are putting out there? So really, I urge you to try it. With a paper and a pen, prepare a one-paragraph statement of your new USP. At first, some of you might have trouble expressing it tightly and specifically. It may take 2 or 3 paragraphs or more. That's fine. Ruthlessly edit away the generalities and really tenaciously focus on the crispest, clearest, and most specific promise that you can possibly hold out. Then rework it and hack away at the excess verbiage or hazy statements until you have a clearly defined, clearly apparent, unique selling proposition that a customer can immediately seize upon. And then integrate your USP into every marketing aspect of your business, such as your display advertising, your direct mail, and equip your salespeople with your new USP. Make sure that they know how to spread that company's message for you. I urge you to leave examples of your USP or your favorite USPs in the comment area of the blog. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us on this week's podcast. And remember, if you like it, you can join our mailing list, where I'll send you the hottest business advice absolutely free. And that's at leveragesuccess.net and improvingbusinessresults.com. If you're interested in more information on my one-on-one entrepreneur all-star programs, or you just want to ask me a question, feel free to email me directly at paul@profitoutbreak.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Leverage Success, at LeverageSuccess. Thank you for your time. I hope you find my advice today valuable. Cheers to your success. I wish you nothing but blue skies and sunshine.